Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Rivertown.
Hey, it's Emily.
Hi, Emily. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Yeah, I am. I could be better.
I gotcha. I'm sorry. What's going on?
I just picked up some kind of a cold or something along the way. Who knows why? Who
gotcha.
Knows
what. It's the season.
That's the season. How are you?
Good. Good, thank you.
Okay.
It's been busy.
Going on?
Yes, yeah, it's been really good with the Christmas spirit. He's been a little naughty at school a little bit, so we're kind of working on that at the moment, but he's
well,
so good.
What do you expect? He's a boy.
I know.
That's his job.
I know, but it's getting to the point where he can be a little distracting at school, so
aww.
We're working on it. We're working on it. He thinks he's class clown all of a sudden, so.
How old is he?
4.5 now.
Oh, my God, Emily.
Yeah, time is flying, I know.
Yeah, you might not notice that because for you it's like everyday care, everything you used to do and stuff. But
I know.
From a distance, 4.5, it seems like
yes.
We were just talking.
Like, I know.
About just he was born.
I know, it's crazy how time is really flying. Like, I saw
a
flashback memory picture from, like, 2 years ago, and I'm like, how could this have been 2 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How's work?
Good. It's been busy, so I can't complain.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was a good October, November, and so far, good December. Yeah, it's been good. Natural diamonds are really making a big comeback right now, especially bigger naturals right now, so. Yeah. Yeah, lab has been more fashion-based lately, so that's why, like, we're having a hard time keeping our studs and tennis bracelets and things like that in stock in lab, but it's because it's more fashion-based now, not as much engagement as it used to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe it's not that much of engagement wedding kind of a type season.
Correct, yeah.
Gifts.
Well, there's still
so
some engagements, yeah.
Big diamond studs or small
diamond
studs or tennis bracelet, and then, you know,
yeah.
Male relation, I think, like the idea of a bracelet or more than a ring.
Yep.
There is no attachment, no obligation. You just spend money, give it to them. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's been crazy.
Okay,
that,
let me see what Robert is doing. You want to speak to him?
Yeah, if he's free, I've fallen up.
Checking on us?
No, I was following up on a call he asked me on a couple days ago, so I just figured to see if it went anywhere.
Okay. Go chatting. Hold on a second, okay?
Same here. Thank you.
Hello, Emily.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay here. Thank you. And you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah.
I was just catching up with you, see if anything happened with this 2-carat round call from the other day.
No, not yet.
Okay.
The guy left me a couple $1,000 worth of gold.
Okay.
And he took about 10, I sent him about 10 pictures of my stuff.
Okay.
But he said she doesn't live right here, so, but he's going to wait until he can get her up here sometime.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha. Okay. Well, if something happens with it, keep me posted. Let me know what you need for him.
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking for, some idea of a price, and you could
said
I could get a 2-carat for, you know, 15,000 or something like that. Yeah.
Yep. Or even less, if any.
You doing some business?
Yeah, it's been good. I was just telling Lena it's been more naturals, like bigger naturals lately, and then it seems like lab has moved more towards like fashion base, which was predicted in the first place. So we're having a hard time keeping like studs and tennis bracelets in stock, and both natural and lab at this point. So,
okay. Yeah,
it's been good. I can't complain.
Yeah.
Well, keep me posted. Let me know what comes up. All right?
Yeah, so lab-grown 5-carat tennis bracelet, what's the price on something like that?
I want to say $1,500, but let me just double-check. I just sold one of these for stock. $1,450.
For a 5-carat?
Yep.
They're cheap.
Yeah. They are. So that's why they're flying. I mean, our 7 carats are going under still at $2,000. It's 1950.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and they, I used to sell, I mean, I haven't sold a 7 carat in a while, but they would be, you know, $8,000, $11,000.
Yeah,
I mean,
natural, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, that, I mean, that's why lab-grown was more predicted to be more for fashion, because it gives people the opportunity to get the bigger fashion without spending the big money, you know?
Yeah, and then there's also, I was just reading a JCK online thing,
mm-hmm.
and they were just saying what, you know, a lot of places are selling more silver,
yeah.
more gold-plated, gold-filled,
yeah.
yeah, and all that kind of stuff.
For sure, because gold is so high,
said,
yeah.
part, they're really trying to, I don't know which people, they said they're really having a hard time, really, stocking anything much for under 500.
Mm, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose you can get some silver or something.
Yeah. But even still, with silver climbing right now, you know, that's still going up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I gotcha. Well, if something does even pop up for these, let me know what you need, okay?
Yeah, I certainly would. All right, Emily, thank you for calling.
Of course. Thanks, Robert.
Right. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.